Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is week 10, day 3. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about John 21, 1 through 14. You can find show notes at 10weekbible.com/johnweek10. As we're nearing the end of the book of John this week, I want to invite you to be a part of the launch of the 10-Week Bible study on the book of John. The book should be available for purchase in a couple months, and I really think it'll bless your study of God's Word. If you'd like to be notified when it comes out, please go to my website, darrenhibbs.com. That's darrenhibbs.com, and sign up for my mailing list. You'll see the sign-up form is right there on the right side of the page. You'll also get a free gift of a book, book called A Diary of Dreams and Visions. You'll get that for free just for signing up. Also, the books of Acts and Revelation are currently available for purchase on Amazon.com, and you can find easy links to those to purchase at 10weekbible.com. Let's pray before we start. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say today? Speak to us, God. We want to know you more. In Jesus' name, amen. With that, let's jump into John. I'll be reading today from the NIV as always, and this is John 21, verse 1. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, that's James and John, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out for fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came back, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples, after he was raised from the dead. Now, I find this very fascinating. I love this story because this is very, I guess, specific to at least Peter, is we know from early on that this is almost an identical miracle for Peter that Jesus performed, as Peter was out fishing early on, right when he began following Jesus. And I think there's something very significant about that, because Jesus tells Peter to throw out his nets, and he has this supernatural catch of fish early on, probably three and a half years earlier. And after Peter catches these fish, he hauls them in, and you know, there's so many fish that the nets are going to break. He looks at Jesus in that moment, again, three and a half years earlier. He looks at Jesus, he falls to his knees, and he says, "Look away from me. I'm a sinful man." And Jesus wouldn't do it. And he tells Peter, he tells them at that moment, he's going to make them fishers of men. And here we have, years later, after all of the ministry, after the trial and crucifixion, and now the resurrection of Jesus. This is only the third time Jesus has appeared to the disciples since he's been resurrected. And he comes to Peter as he's out casting these nets off for fish again. And he tells them to do the same thing, the same miracle. Throw the net in and you'll catch some fish. And as soon as Peter realizes this is Jesus, he doesn't wait a moment. They weren't that far offshore. I often wonder, did Peter actually beat the boat back by that much? But he couldn't wait. He throws on his coat, he jumps in the water, and he swims and runs to Jesus as fast as he can. Because here's the man that Peter, several years ago, said, "Look away from me. I'm a sinful man." Jesus refused. And here he is, running back to the man that he just denied days earlier. Might have been weeks by now. He's running to him. Peter, by this point, has realized, he's grown in his confidence and in his love for Jesus, that he's running to Jesus. He's no longer that man. Like so many of us, when we first realize the weight of our sin, when the light shines on it, he's running to Jesus with full confidence of his love for God and God's love for him. And we're going to see that tomorrow as we conclude the book, that Peter has full confidence in his love for God. Sometimes it's easy for us to have confidence in God's love for us, but to have full confidence in our love for God, that's something different entirely. That changes us. That changed Peter remarkably, and it can change us. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. I also think it's interesting, I mentioned this yesterday, that Jesus only meets with his disciples on a few occasions after his resurrection. And I've always wondered, does it have anything to do with this transition? He's told them already that I'm sending you out with the Holy Spirit. It's better that I go away. And so he's transitioning them. He's only meeting with them a few times, times of his own choosing. He just appears where they are. It's spellbinding is what it is. And I love the fact that Jesus loved fishing metaphors. We know earlier that Jesus told them, "Hey, I'm going to make you fishers of men." He calls us to do the same thing. Jesus loves to speak to us with words that we understand. And he's speaking to Peter and these fishermen in terms that they understand. They get the fishing metaphors. Me, I don't get the fishing metaphors so much. I'm not much of a fisherman. But the Lord loves to speak to us in ways that we understand. And he has captured Peter's attention here. He's captured all of their attention because he's speaking to them in ways that they understand. A little bit short today, but that's all for today. Thanks for joining me for the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I'm glad you did. As always, I appreciate it when you leave a review on iTunes, and I'd love to hear from you on my Facebook page. And do go, and if you are interested in being able to buy the 10-Week Bible Study on the Book of John when it comes out, go to darrenhibbs.com and sign up for my mailing list, and I'll let you know when the book is available for purchase. I'll probably even have some contests on how you can get the book for free. With that, I've been your host, Darren Hibbs, and I'll be back next time with another amazing day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.